You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The field in the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor is now one less. Businessman Bill Berrien dropped out of the race on Friday. Earlier last week, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany announced his run for governor, so he will face Washington County exec Josh Shulman in the Republican primary. Firefighters with the Oshkosh Fire Department will have a new schedule starting in 2026. It's part of a contract between the International Association of Firefighters Local 316 and the city. The schedule has firefighters working 48 hours on and 96 hours off on a rotating basis. Oshkosh Fire Chief Tim Hyman.
48-96, where it's two shifts on, four shifts off, kind of originated in the West Coast. Became very popular. It's kind of migrated to the Midwest now.
Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer expressed concern for such long shifts.
48 hours, in my mind, would be a very long time with the amount of calls that they help take care of daily, weekly, monthly, yearly.
Hyman explained the new shifts would allow firefighters more time to decompress and would also lead to better mental health and more family time.
With the longer duration of time in between shifts, the recovery time they're finding is much better. Even though in our current shift you're off for a day in between, you're not really getting a good amount of rest in that one 24-hour period in between, where when you have the 4 days off, you're able to recover much better and come back to your next shift in a little better shape.
Hyman also noted that the labor market for firefighters is very competitive, and a change in shifts will make a good recruitment tool.
A lot of our prospective employees, that's one of the first questions they ask, is what type of shift we work. The 48-96 is definitely the shift that a lot of our newer people are looking for.
Meanwhile, Oshkosh's firefighters have been working without a contract for about 20 months, according to a story in the Oshkosh Northwestern. This new contract includes back raises for 2024 and 25, as well as upcoming raises in 2026. The Common Council voted unanimously to approve the agreement as part of its consent agenda last week. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to ban hemp-derived THC products in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would close a loophole in the 2018 federal farm bill, allowing certain kinds of items like beverages and vapes that contain THC to be sold legally. The group of lawmakers also cited an incident from last October during which dozens of people became sick after unknowingly consuming THC-contaminated food. The bill would change the technical definition of hemp and ban the sale of items that contain synthetic cannabinoids. Last week, Republican lawmakers announced new legislation to help the forest industry grow. Sholly Pittman has more.
Republican state lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to build the facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and Syntec Fuels, a German energy company. Senator Mary Falskowski says the project could create about 150 jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert 880,000 tons of wood residue into aviation fuel every year, with at least 80% of that wood coming from Wisconsin forests. Lawmakers say the bill would also improve forest management. They point to a drop in timber harvests since the 2020 closure of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. The bill was announced on Monday. If approved, production could begin in 2029.
A Fox Valley woman is going to prison for breaking into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kendall Strobel Neeft was sentenced in Outagamie County Court last week to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel Neeft went into homes under construction and turned the faucets on to flood the house purposefully. They say Strobel Neeft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel Neeft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhard is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just 6 events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ plus people after the Trump administration shut it down in July. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie, and that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. They're just a bunch of fun-loving girl pop stars who happen to kill demons as a side hustle under secret identities. K-pop Demon Hunters has gained momentum all summer as the streaming juggernaut, but at the end of August, it was finally number one in Nielsen ratings for overall streaming, according to The Hollywood Reporter. When it comes to streamers, Nielsen measures minutes watched as opposed to households when it comes to ratings. K-pop Demon Hunters had over 1 billion minutes viewed. That's impressive, especially when you take into account that none of those minutes came from my house. Check it out. Lucy Liu has carved out a pretty cool career for herself. Her credits include Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and Chicago. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she is about to play a small-town Chinatown luxury art dealer in the new crime drama Superfakes. The two-time Emmy nominee will also executive produce the series, which will drop at some point on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.